Hey, was in the area. Thought I would pop by. Look, I know we hang out together all the time, but I never get tired of you. You gonna let me in, or do I have to stand here and beg? Maybe I am addicted to your company, but can you really blame me? I mean, wanting to spend time with my best friend isn't a crime, is it? We see each other almost every day, but it doesn't hurt to ask a friend how they're feeling. Besides, if I didn't ask you, you wouldn't tell me. You're so stoic, keeping what you think to yourself like that. No, that's not a bad thing. I don't mind asking. It's part of your charm. Keeps me on my toes. I never know what you'll say. Maybe that's why I can't seem to leave you alone. Hey, you didn't even tell me how your date went. I mean, you were so excited for it last time we hung out, you almost cracked a smile. Judging by the look on your face, I guess it did not go well, huh? Oh, it's okay, hon. There's plenty of other people out there. I'm sure there's more than one for you. They may even be closer than you think. I mean, you never really know how close you are to finding someone that's just right for you. Do you mind if I ask what went wrong? Not what you expected, huh? Oh, sorry to hear that. What was the matter? Yeah, a pet name is a little weird to start throwing around on the first date. It's a bit much too quick for my tastes. Wasn't that? What was it? Well, if the pet name made you uncomfortable, then you said something, right? Oh, yeah. I can see how that would be off-putting. I get what you mean. There are certain nicknames and pet names that just don't really sit right in your ears, you know? Well, I don't hate all pet names. Some are just kind of strange, especially if you don't know them very well. Well, things like baby and honey are nice to hear. What? Don't look at me like that. I think they're sweet and a little romantic. Darling's cute too. But things like pumpkin or puddin', ugh, kind of gross, not for me. They make me think of a sweet old lady. I'd rather not think of a sweet old lady when I'm with my partner. It's kind of a mood killer, you know what I mean? Imagine having a good time with your date and then you just can't help but think of a wrinkly old lady because they called you pumpkin. Ugh, basically a nightmare. I bet what you like to be called is something way more embarrassing than me. I can tell by the look in your eyes. So obvious. I think I could guess it. I think you like something a little more suggestive, maybe. Yeah, I thought so. But which one? There are quite a few. Is it Sir? Do you like being called sir? No. Okay. What about master? Not that one either. Yeah, that one is a little extreme. Then maybe it's daddy. Oh, that got you feeling something, didn't it? I knew it. That stone cold face is getting all twisted up. That's pretty funny. At first glance, I wouldn't think you'd like that kind of thing. So you're a daddy, huh? If you think I'm gonna let this go, oh, you're sorely mistaken. I bet her friends would love to hear about how you're a daddy. Yeah. What do you think? Should I tell them? Oh, wouldn't that just be hilarious? Oh, so it's something you only want me to know about. And why is that? Is it because I'm your best friend? Is that the excuse you're going with? Fine. I'll believe you and keep it all to myself. If you keep going like this, I might get the wrong idea and think I'm special or something. But maybe that's just my wishful thinking. Huh. Daddy. Oh, what are you getting upset for? You can't take my teasing. Maybe you should be baby instead. I mean, just look how you're blushing. Are you sure you can handle being daddy? I'm not really convinced that you live up to that title. You'll need to provide some evidence. Yeah, I don't think you can. Well, go on then. I dare you. Maybe if you do a good job, I'll call you daddy when we're alone. So what's it gonna be, daddy? I knew it. You're too much of a chicken. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, you can't just pin me down like that. I did say that. I did tell you to prove it. But I didn't think you'd do it like that. Oh, it's quite the grip you have there. Okay, I'm sorry. I give up. I'll quit teasing you about it. Oh, I'm not blushing. It's just a bit warm is all. Say it again. Okay, fine. Daddy? Was that good enough? Well, again. Oh. Fine. Daddy. Like calling you daddy? Come on, don't be absurd. Okay, maybe I do. Just a little bit. Don't get your hopes up. I mean, I think you're maybe... Oh, no, never mind. I can't. No, I don't want to say I'm all embarrassed. Oh, I can't help it. I'm flustered. Oh, no, turnabout is not fair play. Fine. Here it goes. I have always found you attractive. Yeah, in a daddy sort of way. I mean, can you blame me? You tower over me. I mean, have you seen yourself? Yeah, I can keep calling you daddy. Long as you call me baby. God, hearing you say that makes me feel tingly. No fear. No fear, Daddy. Daddy, can I have a kiss? Oh, fuck. Sorry, Daddy. I'm getting a little excited. I can't help it. You're on top of me, and that makes me get... It makes me get a little horny. Oh, I can't help being shy when you're all over me like this. You're making me into a mess. It's not fair. It's hard to use my words when I'm feeling like this. I want you in me. I want Daddy in me. Please. Oh, making me beg isn't fair. Oh, please, Daddy, I want you in me. I want you in me so bad. I don't think I can take it. Yes, Daddy, it feels very good. Oh, fuck. Daddy, you're hitting me so deep. Oh, God, I love your cock. I love Daddy's cock. Daddy, I think I'm gonna come. Fuck, you made me make a mess. Could Daddy come in my mouth? I want to suck you off really badly. Thank you, Daddy. Daddy, you taste so good. Please, please come in my mouth. Fuck, Daddy, you taste so good. Baby needs more.